Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you missed the first three segments, we'll catch you up because there wasn't that much there. But you know what? We're just trying to talk a little bit about prepping for the Super Bowl. What about drinks, Bob? I'm a big beer guy during the Super Bowl. I just like to be able to sip and not get too crazy.
Always.
And because the problem with the Super Bowl is the next day's a work day.
I've been following your lead in that locales.
Yeah.
Who makes that?
Shorts Brewing up in
Northern Michigan. Yeah, it's low alcohol, low calorie.
Right.
You can have a couple beers if you want to be in the club.
Right.
You don't have to. You can always just have yourself a nice iced tea or something like that. But water's always a great idea, too.
Yeah. Yep. Every other one. That's what this vacation I'm going on is. I've been reminded by more than one person, you're sitting in the sun when you're not used to doing that. And the drinks are being brought to you like one right after another, and they're all paid for because it's all inclusive. It's like order a water every other time because you're going to, you know,
fall over.
You're not as young as you used to be, and you can't take that crap anymore. So we'll see. You know, it's all good. Everything in moderation.
So you said bowls of goodness. I'm thinking of something I just stumbled into just actually last night. I'm batching it, as I told you. And before my bride took off, I ran to Costco to get, I needed some paper towels, basically. We get some of those things like that there. And, of course, then you start sampling stuff because they got all the geezers out there
kinda
handing
works,
out food.
It?
It's nice. One of the things they were sampling was this Parmesan artichoke spinach dip. It's a big tub for like $8.
Yep. I might have some in my refrigerator.
And I found it to be a little boring.
Yep.
So I shredded some Parmesan cheese, blended it in with it, and then baked it. And that was my dinner last night as I watched a movie. And I'm going to tell you that I ate a ton of it.
Right. There's we do the exact same thing. It's my wife's favorite dip. I mean, appetizer dip is spinach artichoke dip.
Not necessarily that one.
Well, we have that one because we shop at Costco for that kind of stuff. But what she does is she buys the shaved parm, which are the flat flakes of it, rather than the ground powdery stuff. And she'll spread that all over the top and bake that on so it's like ooey gooey
on top.
So
you like it shaved is what you're saying.
I do. I do. And I'm happily married because of that.
We get these giant blocks of Parmesan there.
Yeah.
And I like to shred that. I'm really, like I said a couple weeks ago, really moving away from anything shaved and shredded in the bag anymore.
Okay.
Because I've noticed all the cornstarch they put on it, and it kind of ruins some of that presentation. Like I told you, especially mozzarella. You get the shredded mozzarella, and it's not the same as fresh shaved mozzarella. I want to see that layer of fat on top because cheese is full of fat.
Yep.
And that starch soaks it up. So I think it messes with the flavor.
Right. So with that dip, I went out and bought some little egg roll wrappers.
Love them.
Right? You can get those in any supermarket.
Oh, you learned not to try and make your own like I did?
No, that's where I'm going as I use them to make my own. And I just put a little, maybe like 2-quart saucepan on the stove, filled it with maybe a couple inches of oil, just regular cooking oil, and got it to 350. And you drop those little dogs in there, and they're maybe like 3 inches by 3 inches.
Right.
And you drop them in there, and they puff up and become a chip in like 15 seconds. And you know they're done when they float. And I had a pair of tongs, and I just flipped them over because they'll be done on one side.
Oh, you're just serving them as chips.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man, are they good with the...
Well, I was referring to the show I did where I made my own shells or, what do you call them,
wrappers.
Yeah. I made my own and did it from scratch.
Man,
it was
a lot of work.
It was torture.
Right.
It was torture.
Yeah, for $3 you can buy a pack of like 20 of them.
That took me a day to figure that out.
Yeah. And but then when they came out, we sprinkled some of them with like a cinnamon sugar, and then we sprinkled some other ones with a little bit of barbecue sauce, just because they're kind of plain,
yeah,
honestly, and they're made to have stuff wrapped in them.
Yeah, like cabbage and shrimp.
Right.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, but we didn't do any wraps. I just made them as chips to go with that dip. That's what made me think of it is when we made the spinach and artichoke dip, we used that as the chip. Really good because they're light and they're crisp and they're warm when you take them out of the
See,
you know, so.
And that's kind of close to that tempura thing I was talking about for the walleye. It's kind of that similar, it's a different style of a batter.
Yeah.
That gives you that profile.
I've got next week, as we mentioned, I'm going on vacation, and the guy I go walleye fishing with every spring for 3 days is going to be there.
Oh.
And we're going to see if we can hook up a deep sea
fishing
deal. But that made me think is I've got like 4 or 5 packs of walleye left. I might do that later today, just have some before I go just to make me think about him.
Yeah.
Because, man, there's nothing better than that, you know. And it needs to be out of the freezer, right? In April, it'll be a year old.
Yeah.
And I still got, you know, I vac seal it and stuff. But at the end of the day, it needs to be eaten. So I'm going to get in there and get after some of that. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Great nachos.
So
you make the best nachos in the world, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. But here's what I was thinking about is a queso, a simple, easy queso. Do you ever make it?
You know, I don't. And the reason is that, yes.
Okay.
And she likes Velveeta cheese.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's cheese. Anything that can sit on the counter with no refrigeration.
I don't care. You're the guy that just bought an egg roll wrapper. What's in that?
Well,
who knows?
It was vegan. It set it on the wrapper.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
Is too.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But
here's the deal. Queso it comes in all forms.
Okay,
and you can do it however you want.
If
but
you say so.
But this wonderful Mexican lady, when I was in the service, this civilian worked on our base, and Maria would have parties at her place, and all us GIs would go over there, and she would make this queso, which I had never heard of in 1978.
Right.
I didn't know what it was, other than this lovely...
They didn't make that up in Reed City.
Lovely lady, yeah, made this dip that I was putting my hands in, licking my fingers. It was so good.
Yeah.
But she used to do like...
That's why he got all of it, because the guys behind him are like, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
the Velveeta cheese. She would put a can of stewed tomatoes in hers.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other things. But it's just so easy. You can literally do, you know, like a chunk of that, and I cube it up, and then put some water in. And put some...
That Rotel tomatoes.
They're wonderful.
Because they got a little bit of spice to them.
And you can also get the ones that are diced roasted tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really good.
Yeah.
And then some peppers and some onion. If you want to saute some jalapenos and some onion, throw that in. You're done.
Yep.
It's that easy.
Yeah. And it's good. That's a crock pot item.
Well,
you
and
fill
I was
a crock
so
pot
I was gonna,
with that, and then you just dip it during the whole game.
Or, you know, like I have a little dip crock pot.
Yeah.
That's really handy.
Yep.
Because
maybe it only holds like a quart or
couple
something.
Cups. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great way to do that one.
Yep. Good stuff, man.
And if you want to do something special, since you're taking it easy on that, all that other stuff, you can literally make your own nacho chips. And fresh nacho chips are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
You don't have to buy them.
So you're buying just corn tortillas?
Yep.
And cutting them into like maybe like a pie, like 6 or 8.
Yeah. If you
pieces.
Have a if you have an ulu or a some sort of rounded blade, they cut wonderfully. And you can just rock it over. You can do like 10 shells at a time, and you fire up your grease. You throw them in there. You get them. You know, just perfect.
Once again, they'll
like
float,
that.
Right? When they're done, they kind of float. And
yeah, kind of.
But you can tell by looking at them.
Yeah, you got to keep shaking them around because they want to tend to weld together.
Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you what, fresh chips, when I did that Ghost Kitchen that year, those fresh chips were like the hot item.
Right.
And then what I would take is I would take some of that tahini spice and sprinkle it over those fresh chips.
Right.
And I'm telling you, people would just eat them by the plate
without
anything on
a salty citrus rub.
Yep.
It's I think it's like the salt
you should
of,
bring some of that on your vacation.
Right. It's like the salt of Mexican food. And it I've got a bottle of it in my pantry at all times. I mean, we use it. I made beans, black beans, drained off black beans, and a can of corn, and covered it with that tahini. Put some cilantro in there.
And some onion.
And onion, and put it in the fridge overnight. The next day, it was amazing. Just
like cowboy caviar.
Yeah, simple little recipe, mm-hmm. But we did it. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You know, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. We're having warmer weather than we should right now, and take advantage of it, right?
That's right.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.